to my brain.
Easy to take a day for granted. You and your family are connected by routine and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if life as you know it has completely turned on its head? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, it's up to you to be ready. Get a kit, make a plan, be informed today. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Ready.gov. This message brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Hello, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm not Alex, believe it or not. I am Thomas, and I'll be with you tonight in lieu of Alex and his show Cloudberry Farm. This is just Freeform Radio at its finest. I'm just going to be spinning what will be spun, talking about what will be talked about, and hopefully you enjoy being along for the ride. Of course, we just heard there some Pink Floyd, and I'll be putting on music that doesn't come out of a can of a very different variety, but hey, it's all about variety. That's the spice of life, right? All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody who's out there. Hopefully you'll enjoy what we're doing tonight. So yeah, live from the third floor of Curtis Hall, Tufts University. Was the delightful Andy Schauf, a wonderful Alberta accent there for everybody playing at home. I like playing Guess My Accent. It's a wonderful game. Andy's very cool because he does almost all his recording solo and just multi-tracks everything. So you heard some clarinet in there. That was Andy. Some drums. That was Andy. He's very famous for recording his drums super quiet. Apparently it helps him mix them better. All right, well, I'm not going to be too much of a David Lynch fanboy tonight, but some of the music that's just in my brain is heavily influenced by my summer with Twin Peaks, as I'm sure some of you listening might have heard. Wonderful show. Highly recommend it. So here's a little more music influenced by the works of David Lynch.
Thank you.
And there you have the wonderfully dulcet tones of Miss Sharon Van Etten, a very good friend of David Lynch, I might add. For those of you just tuning in, this is not Cloudberry Farm. This is a show without a name because I'm subbing for Alex. But you're still listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We're here. We're at Tufts and we're alive. So that's pretty cool. Again, I am just spinning an eclectic menagerie of all various types tonight. I hope you enjoy being along for the ride. If you do especially, you can call in, Google WMFO. We have a number. You can talk to me on the air. Well, you probably won't get on the air, but you can talk to me off the air. And that's, hey, isn't that where the fun is? All right, we'll just keep it spinning with more. I don't know. It's the last day of summer. I don't know how to feel about it. Do I feel lachrymose? Do I feel excited for sweater weather? So many things to feel. Well, I guess I have some time to mull it over, as do you. Here's something to listen to while you do.
Think. And I can tell there's some This is the Jolly Life Absurd. Good day.
That was Mr. Ryan Power with Empty the Jewels. Ryan Power, an old friend of mine, I recorded with him back when he was living in Vermont. He's since moved to New York for bigger and better things, but there, that was his latest track off of his long-awaited new LP, Empty the Jewels. So one of the freshest cuts you're going to hear tonight. And before that was The National with The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness off their latest release. This the album's called Sleep Well Beast, but they released it as a single too, so it's been floating around for a few days now. So hopefully you're enjoying this absurd ride I'm taking you on tonight. In the meantime, I have a quick PSA in light of the recent global catastrophes that have been happening. And it goes like this. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So it's good to be prepared by having just a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food in your home. Just simple things, you know, keep you alive. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights, other non-flammable light sources handy, so, you know, candles and other things can be kind of dangerous. Best to avoid those if we can. It's, you know, 21st century what it is. And the worst possible time to cause a fire is when, you know, there's another emergency going on, so please don't burn your house down just because the power went out. Unless you're into that, in which case, you know, make sure that there's a wide berth between your house and other flammable materials. I'm not endorsing anyone to burn their house down. Of course. That's absurd. All right. More music? I think more music. More of a je ne sais quoi eclectic vibe. Yeah. Here we go.
Ribbons dancing in the rain, flowers on the skyline. Hey, how is it? Why? What comes round's going round again. Towers coming up forever. That's alright for now. It was just a dream of your blue eyes. I couldn't see, I was blind. Off in the corner doing poet's work. That's alright for now. It was just a dream of your blue eyes. Tinseltown dripping in blood. Women dancing in the wind. Dead flowers on the skyline. Hey, how is the wine, baby? What comes round's going round again. Now let me tell you about the dream. I had no feeling. I had no past. I was the artist. I was the vast spaces without reprieve.
I was a dreamer, watch me leave.
Wow, the always delightful, the new pornographers. Now, if you might have noticed, so that was the new pornographers with their song Use It off their old album Twin Cinema, which came out, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago. And then right before that, you heard the latest release from one of the members of the new pornographers, from Dan Behar's band, Destroyer. So that was Tinseltown, Swimming in Blood by Destroyer. The new pornographer is amazing, like, concept of a band that started as a supergroup and then became so well known for what they do just together, way more famously than when any of the, you know, the independent members really did on their own. So, hey, kudos to the new pornographers and for pulling off such an absurd name. So, always cool when people can really make that work. Again, this is, you know, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. If you're just tuning in, my name's Thomas, and this isn't my radio show. Heck, actually, this is my first show this semester. It's been a while, so thank you for putting up with me if you're still listening. I've got more music coming up right quick, so don't you go anywhere.
She's a gentleman in disguise. dead in the graveyard. She did breast rubbing, she learned she never had to press hard. When she was finished hanging out, she was all alone. She decided that she better check in at home. There was an awful row between her mom and dad. She said she hadn't done this, she hadn't done that. If she wanted to remain inside the family home, she'd have to toe the line, she'd have to give it a go. It didn't suit Suki, she took her things and left. Suki was a kid, she liked to hang out in the art school. She didn't enroll, but she wiped the floor with all the assholes. She took a visual clap at the fraternity cat, and she hid inside the attic of the sculpture building. She had a slave, and his name was Dave. She said, be my father, bitch, and I'll make you rich. He didn't believe her, but the boy revealed her. He got her the meals, he got her the bed. He watched behind the screen, and she started to undress. He never got far, just looking and playing guitar.
Wonderful Belle and Sebastian with Suki in the Graveyard, a wonderful nonsensical song about a poor girl who just really likes graveyards, you know, she's kooky like that. Yeah, so the reason I played Belle and Sebastian right after Andrew Bird was maybe somebody out there listening went to the same show, but they came and played down at the waterfront here in Boston a few months ago. Amazing show. Porches opened for Andrew Bird. So Porches, then Andrew Bird, then Belle and Sebastian. I was in heaven. It was like a $30 ticket. Couldn't have been happier. Tremendous thunderstorm that day, strangely. So a lot of empty seats. So, you know, for me in the cheap seats, I just snuck right in there. It was delightful. So if you get the chance and you're a Belle and Sebastian fan, absolutely see them. They are the most delightful little Scottish people you've ever met in your entire life. And they would probably hate that impression of them. But anyway, all right. So thank you so much for listening, those of you who did. My name's Thomas. I was subbing for Alex tonight. It's my first show of the semester, so there were some bumps and bruises along the way, but I hope we've all ended up in a better place as a result. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right? All right, so I'll sign off with one last song here, a song that's been in my head and my heart all summer long. A wonderful song, and I hope you enjoy it too. Thank you so much for listening. This is, of course, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. I was dreaming of the past, and my heart was beating fast. I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you. she cried. I didn't wanna hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. Secure. You didn't love me anymore. I was swallowing my pain. I was swallowing my pain. I didn't mean to hurt you. You cry, oh Lord, I didn't wanna hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy. I was trying to catch your eye. I thought that you were trying to hide. Shivering inside, I was shivering inside. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't want to hurt you. Just a jealous guy. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. Oh Lord, I didn't want to hurt you. I'm just a jealous guy.